in this blessed month with regards to Ramadan Sharif. I spoke yesterday also, and today we will discuss a few points. This month, how should it be practiced and passed? Our Aqabireen, our pious predecessors, how did they implement the deeds during this month? The most important thing with regards to this month, in this month, before we enter into the blessed and the great month, there is a deed that we should start to implement. There should be a plan, total schedule should be made, a framework. And we should understand the importance that this time to come, that not we shouldn't spend it, we shouldn't pass this month just here and there, left and right, and just let the time pass. Rather, this month, the repayment of the time spent in this month, we cannot attain throughout the rest of the year. We cannot get the compensation for this month during the rest of the year if we lose out. And the important thing here is that the times of Ramadan, the moments during Ramadan, the pious predecessors have stated that the man who from the beginning, the person who from the beginning accepts and has the feeling that how am I going to spend the time in Ramadan? How am I going to schedule the time? How am I going to plan my time? Which moments I'm going to emphasize on? And then his month will pass through beautifully and beneficially. The earning during this month is based on the time, specific time, upon the moments, the times, the phases, the specific phases. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasn't just put special times, rather the big nights. We have other months as well, we have nights. But in every second of Ramadan we have those blessings. Like you have during the rest of the year special nights and moments, but in every moment and second of Ramadan there are mercies and blessings. So first we have to think that not one second of Ramadan are we going to waste. Am I going to waste? We have to think like this. We have to think like this, that in previous Ramadan, those who were with us and are not with us today, they are in their graves. And if we ask them, then they will say from their own self, due to their own condition, they'll say, Subhanallah, you are so blessed and congratulations to you that Allah has given you another month of Ramadan in your lives. They will tell us this, the people from their graves. So we need to prepare deeds and schedule in deeds for this month, and we need to make every second of Ramadan precious for ourselves. We need to emphasize, we need to elevate the time, the seconds. Firstly, this month of Ramadan, to make the time valuable, to have it in high esteem. Now obviously we have to live in the dunya, we have our routines in life, and we have to continue on that. But we have to look towards them in a certain way. Look at them, our daily deeds, our daily tasks. And we have to say, okay, we have to do this. And we have to think that in this world, the actions related to this world, how can we minimize them? How can we reduce them? To this extent, we have to try that reduce the worldly affairs as much as possible. There will be businessmen involved in this. There will be self-employed people involved in this. There will be some people who have jobs. There will be some people who are employed, some people who are unemployed. And everyone has time to spend time. And the person who is unemployed, he wastes the most time. So now we have to think that this is related to Akhirah, hereafter. This is the month of the hereafter. And there are only 4 weeks that reduce the time standing in our shops. Let's reduce the time doing our accounts. Let's reduce the time working. If someone works as an employee, as a civil servant, then he should try that he books holidays during this month, takes days off. How do we know that is how much life is there left? And prioritize Ramadan. The seconds, the minutes, the hours, the days of Ramadan. And we should say to ourselves that it's impossible that I will waste time in this blessed month. And this is the way to prepare. So first thing we have to do, how do we waste our Ramadan? Is that we try to maintain our normal routines. The same way we pray Salah, and we just pray an extra Taraweeh at the end of the day, and after just praying Taraweeh quickly we run off. No, I'm not going to do it like this time. We have to say that I'll have to reduce and minimize the worldly affairs. Those moments that I spend too much in the world, I have to reduce. Even if I see that there's a loss materialistically in the world, then don't worry. Allah says, I will give you the rest of the years to come. Time is there. I will give to you. So as much as we can, we have to try that the dunya, our time, we have to spend on deen. Deen, this is what we have to do. The second point, the second factor that we need to plan in and book in is that we have to, you can say, eliminate social life during this month. Meeting, socializing, this is dangerous and this will destroy the whole of our Ramadan. Remember this. As you're walking past someone, be careful, cautious, salam. Don't try to talk too much beyond salam. What are you doing now? What's going on? What do you do in Ramadan? Nothing. Totally. If you say salam, salam, alhamdulillah, with the blessings of Allah. Try to remain silent and get away from socializing and meetings. And where you start meeting, nafs will come. Shaitan obviously is in control during Ramadan. He's chained up in prison. But nafs is higher in the power than shaitan. And if, yes, shaitan is in control, but the nafs is not necessarily in control. And nafs, the desires, they destroy our fast. Backbiting, lying, and slander, waste of time, bone idle talk, useless talk. Futile talk. Like we see, salah is finished and we stand outside the masjid. Oh, this and that, chit-chat, wasting time. And just talking to people for the sake of it. Tarawih is finished and then there's a crowd outside the masjid. Inside the masjid, noise, clamor, discussions, debates. Is this Ramadan or is this a wedding hall? The masjid becomes a wedding hall. That's the hal, the condition. So much a person should run away from these futile talks. The Akabireen, this was the way they practiced and passed Ramadan with fikr, fear, caution, khawf. Allah, this time you've given us valuable, so valuable time. Allah, we will become successful. All our previous sins will be forgiven and we will attain Jannah, paradise, Allah. Just a little bit cautious we have to be. Totally don't meet, meetings, this and that, left and right. And Piri Murid, everything finishes. Look, everyone just do your own thing. Yes, teacher, student, everyone to your own path. You've heard the rest of the year. You have your mamla deeds. You don't need to run after anyone. There's nothing left to say. All the education has been given. Yes, the communication has been disseminated. So relatives, other people, XYZ, phoning people, discussions, debates, just put a cap on it. And I'm saying this is how we have to pass Ramadan. Then we will be successful. Then we will attain something. We haven't understood that this Ramadan, this is 180 degrees, 360 opposite. From morning till evening, we should feel that we are in a different world. We don't even have a link with the dunya. So that's it. Our mamulat, our situation. I'm got to go to this function today. He's breaking the fast and there's iftari today. I have to do this action, that action. The pious predecessor, the elders have said to this extent that speeches, lectures, we have to even eliminate these during the month of Ramadan. They are not necessary. This is not the time to listen. This is the time to do amal, practice. Ramadan hasn't been given for listening, speeches, lectures, run to this masjid, that masjid, and people are coming together, gathering together, and after Isha, there's a talk, there's this and that. Oh, servants of Allah, people are sitting here. This is the time for amal, action, not listening, speaking, debating, discussing. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm not saying this. Forgive me. This is our Aqabireen, our pious predecessors. From them, this nasiha, this advice has come. Pick up the books. As a Shaykh al-Hadith Ramtullah has written a whole kitab, our Aqabireen, about Ramadan, how to pass it, practice it, implement the deeds. This is not some minor point. Ramadan is not a minor month for us to be cautious, careful, tread carefully, to benefit maximum. The inkhankas, the taqreers and majl and bayans and naats and julus. This is not why Ramadan has come. We should have fikr and regret and the feeling of loss that we cannot imagine. So, brothers, everything we should eliminate and minimize and reduce. Oh, this alim has come. MashaAllah. Alhamdulillah. And this is the fadl of Allah that we've heard a lot. Alhamdulillah, he has come. But I just want to spend my time in amal. And the third thing, what is that? The third factor. What is this? Taqdiyah. That loneliness. To maintain as much time as possible on your own because you are in Ramadan, you're hungry, stomach is empty, there's thirst. And a person, he has that pain. And even reduce the time with the wife and the children because the person gets angry. Little bit, if something happens or is said against your character or emotion, then you get angry and you waste your fast. So you have to protect our fast, this Ramadan, our fast. The question doesn't arise that we go down emotionally, physically, spiritually. The Quran says this is the month of sabr, patience, isn't it? We're told this so totally. We're not going to meet someone too much. We're not going to waste our time. We're not going to go to relatives. We're not going to get angry. And what is the cure for this? Taqliya. Isolation and loneliness, seclusion. Pray salah. Best way is that after fard, just go if you can to your home and pray your sunnah and nafal salahs at home. No need to pray them in the masjid so you have a danger of bumping into people or saying wrong things. Pray your salah, then go home. So anyway, in the masjid, you won't get space anyway. It was after salah, there's a function or some sort of event. And a person, you know, obviously sometimes it's not easy not to just go, but go straight away after salah, have seclusion, isolation, so that you can maintain yourself on your own. And ma'amulat, that practice, the actions. Now I'll explain to you that Ramadan, the amal of Ramadan, the actions of Ramadan, what actions do we need to implement throughout Ramadan? Our pious predecessors, what are the deeds of Ramadan that Ramadan becomes beneficial for us? This is what we need to do. Yes? So what is this? That what are in the deeds of Ramadan, alhamdulillah? Quran, reciting the Quran. Yes? Reciting Quran, reading Quran. And for example, I've seen such hafidh who have memorized the Quran. They are hafidh. They don't know how to read Quran. Do they get an opportunity to read Quran? They don't get an opportunity. How shall I do Dar of Quran? How do I practice my Quran? I've seen many like this. I'm thinking, what should I do? Astaghfirullah. Quran is there. Quran and Ramadan. And a person is not alert and aware and he's a hafiz of Quran. Tell me, this is a massive loss. A loss for that person. To not be linked to or attached to the Quran. Straight away, immediately, a person should make a tartib, a schedule of a plan, especially the hafidh, that this is how I'm going to spend my time with the Quran in this month. And those people who read Quran by looking, nazara, that we can't read Quran, we don't have time, doesn't matter. But we are going to attach ourselves to Quran in this month. And it's not necessary that we have a race, that this many Jews are finished, 40 Jews, 30 Jews, or 40 times the Quran, or 15 Quran. No, read Quran with ease and peace and satisfaction and with the love. In Allah Ta'ala's sight, Allah Ta'ala doesn't look at quantity, Allah Ta'ala looks at ikhlas, sincerity. Someone's read 3 Quran, I've read 15 Jews, 16 Jews. No. What do we have to do? Create an attachment with the Quran, read Quran with ease, with love, nicely, smoothly, the amount Allah Ta'ala allows. But have the attachment with Quran. Quran and Ramadan, this is lazim, essential, compulsory. And the person who doesn't put Quran in his life in Ramadan, then his Ramadan is gone. So we don't have Quran, then gone is Ramadan. So what we have to do from the first day is, this is the amount I'm going to read Quran in every way I'm going to do it possible. I'm going to implement this and achieve this. And after that, dhikri ilahi, Allah Ta'ala's remembrance. Ramadan, this is the deed of Ramadan. And the pious predecessors did this action, implemented this action. That when a person's free from reading Quran, then he starts dhikr Allah. Allah Ta'ala's dhikr, and in abundance dhikr. In abundance, dhikr is a great deed, a great deed. Ramadan, it is the ornament of Ramadan. What is the dhikr of Allah? It is the ornament of Ramadan. I read this hadith. Beautiful hadith, alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, fresh in my mind, I read it recently. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that in Ramadan, now let's now be proud of our destiny after reading this hadith, and we should be grateful to Allah. I say the people who are grateful, they should read 2 nafal salah on hearing what I've got to say. That it is stated, in Ramadan, if a person attends a dhikr majlis gathering, then Allah Ta'ala, according to the status of Ramadan, gives him the whole year's reward on every footstep he takes. Whole year's reward. What a great, great achievement. And I will tell you the tardib of dhikr. On every footstep, according to the status and rank and power of Ramadan, 1 year's good deeds are written to that person record. And people are coming from mashallah far to the dhikr of Allah, for the dhikr of Allah. Dhikr is not some small thing, brothers. And not just this. 1 year's reward is written, and that person, Allah Ta'ala says, I will make him stand beneath my arsh, my throne. Now, oh, where's dhikr? Where's dhikr? And we find out, we are looking for it. Allahu Akbar, dhikr. Dhikr. Allah's remembrance. Allah Ta'ala has given it to us like water flowing openly, freedom. What should be our mamul? Inshallah, in the morning, after Fajr, there will be a gathering of dhikr. It will be online. Those individuals who are from far away, from other countries, abroad, alhamdulillah, they will sit with us and they will get the same reward. Every woman and man, doesn't matter, in the whole world, wherever they are online, they're listening at this moment in time, thousands, many people. So everyone will get the same reward, thawab. So listen, every day in Ramadan, after Fajr, those people who are here local, people who are far away from us, note our Fajr time and the notification will tell them. What time is Fajr? After Fajr Salah, there will be the majlis, the gathering. They say, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. Imagine, where can you get this? Where can you find this? Oh, people of Bolton, you didn't even know before today what was dhikr. You didn't even know what was dhikr. That people used to make people, the people of dhikr run away from this. What is this action? Get out, they said. Get out, what is this dhikr? Get this gathering away from. Well, Allah Ta'ala has given you reward. Any man who has an inkling of gratitude in his heart, I'm telling you this now, who's listening to me, who has a link with me, a connection with me, or doesn't have a connection, listen to this clearly. Open, this majlis is for everyone. And so ungrateful is that person who does not attend these majalis on time. Free of charge, reward has been given. I've told you one hadith, the rest hadith I will tell you about dhikr, what rewards Allah Ta'ala has kept aside. So in the morning after Fajr will be a dhikr majlis. After that, Allah Ta'ala give us His karam and fadl. After Asr Salah, every day, I'm hopeful that all our majalis will be in this masjid. We haven't got permission yet from the management, but I will say this first anyway in advance. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. From my side, I've put the stamp on the request. Allah Ta'ala will make the heart soften. So I feel that every day after Asr in our masjid, there will be a gathering, a halqa of dhikr, and will be maraqib until we break the fast. Subhanallah. And this is that time I'm telling you, listen. This is that time I'm telling you. Rather, you will see that every second, every moment, every time is valuable of Ramadan. But in this, Allah Ta'ala has chosen some moments that are full of His nur within Ramadan. That is the morning and after Asr, that time until breaking the fast. And at that time, when Allah Ta'ala sees that there's a jama'ah, a congregation immersed in dhikr, and these both times after Fajr and Asr, then Allah knows best what thawab He will give. The lottery, we've got the lottery ticket, brothers. Allah give us health. There are 2-3 days left. I told you that dua. I'll repeat that dua again, inshallah, for reading. Everyone should read. That Allah Ta'ala gives us this. Allah gives us Ramadan, and we do the actions of Ramadan, and Allah Ta'ala accept our Ramadan. And after that, we'll pray Asr here. We'll do dhikr until breaking of fast. And then we'll read Taraweeh in Zakriya Masjid. And after every Taraweeh, there, mashallah, inshallah. Because this is not the qawm to tie up. Because after Taraweeh, there'll be 2-3 hours. What's the point of sleeping? Are we going to sleep? Person who doesn't want to sleep, put your hands up. Mashallah, mashallah. So with ease, we'll pray Taraweeh. People will go into their speeches. And what will we do? Allah, 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 Allah. Maraqabah will start the best time. The best time, tired, we've heard Quran, the nur of Quran will be there, and there will be water glasses being drunk. And mashallah, you know, you can't eat too much after breaking fast. Who can eat just a samosa or something light, and we eat and come? So there'll be nur at that time. Allah Ta'ala has given such reward that these people all day long, they were hungry, thirsty, and they're not going back home from the masjid. They're still remembering me after salah. After Taraweeh, halqa of dhikr again. So will everyone come? Inshallah. Come, drag people, oh mad people. This is the ocean of rahmah. Come and sit. Then, inshallah, after Taraweeh, there will be dhikr halaqa. Then we'll go back home. Or people go to them. Then there will be talawat, recitation of Quran, wafil, voluntary actions, tahajjud. We have to do these actions so that start tahajjud straight away. The hafiz of Quran should do your manzil and go and read your Quran. And that's it. There's nothing to time for about time wasting. After that, then there will be the time to eat. The people who eat the suhoor, sahri. And that's the moment of sahri. Either watch the time. Fajr time comes after Fajr. Then dhikr will start again. Dhikr will start again after Fajr. So inshallah, in Ramadan, there will be just dhikr upon dhikr. And in the qalb, in the heart, in the body will be noor upon noor. So this is the moments, these are the moments of Ramadan that we need to grab hold of, tie a knot on, and practice with istiqamat. So inshallah tomorrow, I will, with a different style, explain about Ramadan. You know our dhikr tomorrow in Masjid Aisha, that what things are there that become a restriction and prevent the noor of Ramadan that we need to eliminate, and I will tell you very simply tomorrow. So in these 3 days, we prepare ourselves solid for Ramadan. Solid. So today we've learned the amal. Yesterday was the dua. Today are the deeds of Ramadan, how we have to pass Ramadan. And tomorrow I will say that the restrictions for Ramadan,
The obstacles for Ramadan that don't allow our deeds to be accepted, what are those obstacles and how we eliminate those obstacles? Inshallah, if these points remain in my mind, I don't promise, but if they come in my mind and they remain in my mind, then inshallah during dhikr tomorrow I will present them. May Allah Ta'ala accept our majlis. Ameen. Recite Durood Sharif.